Hi, this is Greg O'Neill from Pastoral, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
Yeah. 720 WGN live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us now, we have the co-founder and proprietor of Pastoral Artisan Cheese, Bread, and Wine. He is an international cheese expert, industry leader, the one and only Greg O'Neill. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane. Thanks for having me.
No, it's great to have you. This is the time of year, and you know, you guys have been doing it over 10 years now, over a dozen years now, multiple locations. You've got
our 14th holiday season, actually.
Appalachian involved as well. And is there anything out there, and you just mentioned it, you know, you got the cheese, you got the bread, you got the wine. Is there any other foods out there that say celebration and holidays more than what it is you guys are doing?
Well, I think when you pull it all together, it really is great, because the various aspects like charcuterie going with cheese and bread and preserves and, you know, all those things with some wines and especially some bubbly around this time of year, it's great for entertaining, and it's the perfect thing to bring to somebody's house. It's the perfect thing to host gifts big time. And it's also, you know, we got some good news this week about cheese that will allay a lot of people's fears. And we'll also pair up with some of the great news we got about wine recently. And I don't know. Did you hear the news?
Well, here's the thing. And of course, we want to allay the fears, right? You know, and remove the specter of cheese as it is. And to let the listeners know, you know, you've got your hand in the pulse of so much that goes on in the cheese world, not just a proprietor here, but also, you know, an international, certainly a national cheese figure. You have led a lot of the important bodies, the august bodies in the cheese world. And so you're out there not only kind of dealing with it from the business perspective, but also kind of leading the industry. So what is going on? Fill the listeners in.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of times people will there are myths and wives' tales in terms of, you know, the health benefits or lack of them, and when relates to cheese and should I eat cheese, should I not eat cheese, and should I drink wine, should I not drink wine. And a few years ago, you know, there were some rather definitive studies done to show that, you know, there's a great deal of benefit in moderate drinking of, for example, red wine, and very heart healthy. Just in the last week, a huge study came out, rather definitive, over 200,000 people studied both in Europe and the U.S. That showed that the incidence of heart disease when consuming cheese is significantly reduced. And they don't know exactly why, but they have such critical mass in terms of their findings that it is actually consumption of cheese every day reduces in double digits incidence of heart disease.
That is awesome.
Give away and eat away during the holiday season. I mean, anything in excess is too much, but I think some people who sometimes get scared off by that should be reassured.
Well, it's good to be able to pull cheese off that kind of international terrorist list, right? You know, and now it's in the, you know, everything in moderation, and then the go ahead and indulge because you know that you want to. The history, of course, throughout time, you know, cheese has been front and center in there for a lot of the different celebrations. Certainly will be this year for the holidays coming up. But here's the other thing too, and I know Ken mentioned some about the catering and ways that that Pastoral and you guys can kind of bring set it all up. But there's a lot of ways, right, where you can kind of pick up different baskets that are already kind of set up. You do most of the work for you, certainly curate a lot of those great flavors, and people can take them home.
Exactly. And the interesting thing is, you know, some people are shopping on foot these days, some people are shopping online. We're changing with the times. So, I mean, we've got a full online store at pastoralartisan.com. We ship nationwide. Our shipping deadlines are coming up. It's the latest it's been in years because of the way the holidays hit. So if you get in your orders, you know, I think our ground date is the latest that it's been. So, and that's mid next week. So we have at all different price points for all different palates, you know, some cheese and accoutrement collections. We've got a wine of the month. So monthly clubs, we've now switched to free shipping on all of them going forward. So we've got a cheese of the month club, a pairing of the month club, and even a trio of the month club, which is a charcuterie, cheese, and wine. So those are some fun things to send somebody that you can do a 4-month membership, an 8-month membership, or a year. And that's a great thing for somebody who probably has everything. But what I also think is happening is that, you know, a lot of times around the holidays, people are looking for something They don't want to be too overly personal, but they want something that they think will have high appeal. And so picking up a host gift or, you know, gift for your boss or Secret Santa or something like that. We have 12 days of Cheesemas, which we just started. Every day we feature a different cheese. We do random acts of kindness at each of our stores. And when you least expect it, you may be receiving a free big hunk of cheese from one of our mongers. It happens at every location, whether it's in the Loop at Lake Street or at the French Market or Andersonville on Clark Street or in our original location at Broadway in East Lakeview. So that's kind of a fun way to engage with cheese at the holidays, our little way of saying thank you. And also, those are some of the cheeses we love the most. And you can take them home and enjoy, or give them as a gift, or take them along as you travel for the holidays.
Well, let the listeners know we're talking with Greg O'Neill, one of the driving forces and visionary co-founders of Pastoral. And Greg, one of the things I always wonder, and cheese is one of the very rare foods that everybody has kind of a, you know, a history with, whether you're like whether you're a little kid and a grilled cheese to everything and some of the more elevated versions or rare and expensive cheese. It's unlike almost anything else kind of in the food world. You know, you don't have like little kids having a relationship with truffles or some other elevated kind of food products. And so you've got that. How do you kind of straddle that line from a businessman, been, you know, very successful, well received, a testament to the stuff that you're doing, but also kind of with your capacity as kind of leadership in the cheese world, where you're an educator, right? For the 12 days of Cheesemas, are you trying to build some different things in there that may come out of, for many people, out of left fields, kind of saying like, this is something new, maybe you haven't seen it before, but I think you'll like it?
I think it's a mix. I think we try to make sure, you know, anybody walks in our door, we want from the neophyte to somebody who's pretty well informed and maybe even a hobbyist, we like to have everybody walk out delighted. So, yeah, some of the things on our 12 Days of Cheesemas are kind of esoteric, things you may never have heard of before, something you may want to try. Nothing's too wackadoodle. But also, we have some things that are very approachable that, you know, everybody knows and loves. And I think you're right. Everybody has a history of how they engage with cheese, whether it's cheese on pizza or whether it's a grilled cheese or mac and cheese. For example, on Sunday nights, you know, one of the big traditions in Europe and now becoming really big in Chicago at Bar Pastoral in East Lakeview, we do every Sunday night melted raclette night. So that's getting more popular by the week. Wow. Talk about traditions and engaging with cheese. What could be better than melted raclette cheese, which is, you know, a Swiss style type of cheese, easily meltable, right? But this one is made in Vermont, and we put it under heat and we just scrape it right over a nice pork shoulder, some vegetables, some bread, and people just love it. $35, and we do it every Sunday night at Bar Pastoral through the winter months until April, with the exception of Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, which, you know, those are exceptions. But that's a fun way to engage with cheese. And also, really important thing that kind of separates us from supermarkets and club stores and stuff like that is we cut to order. So we give you a taste of everything when you come in, and we'll kind of give you a spin through the case, make sure that you feel comfortable with what you're serving, know a little something about it, send you home a hero, and cut you as little or as much as you want. When you go into another type of store, it's already pre-cut. You may or may not get a taste, and you may not learn that much. So we try to make it also fun at the holidays as an experience. And we'll send you home with something as racy as you feel like. If you just want to have something for Aunt Jean and she likes cheddar, we've got your ready for Aunt Jean cheddar.
Oh, it's nice to be able to take care of Aunt Jean. She has been in need of attention for quite a while. And I think based on the new information that's come out, you're going to have to take it from Sundays, maybe multiple days, you know, just as a public service, I think, for the National Health to include extra days for the cheese situation happening on Sundays. I think that would be great. Talk a little bit about the multiple locations, of course, for Pastoral, but the restaurant side of things with Appalachian, some of the things that are going on for the holidays there.
Well, the thing that's really fun is because both of our neighborhood locations in Andersonville and East Lakeview have a store next to or part of a wine bar and restaurant, we get a chance to kind of pull it all together. So the energy is great. When you're up in Andersonville and Clark Street, you know, if there's a lot of Swedish celebrations going on and you've got late nights on Fridays when everybody's shopping late. And so we're doing things like a special Swedish cheese plate, for example, and we're doing a Swedish Manhattan in the restaurant. Somebody's going over and getting a gift basket made or picking out some things to take to a party, and then they stop in and have a drink and hang out with neighbors. So the energy is great, and if you may be trying something that you enjoy in the restaurant, and we send you home with a bottle of it. One of the ones at Bar Pastoral that has been really driving people wild, and they're going to have to get it quickly because it's going, is Pastoral created our own designed Pinot Noir that is called our own Pastoral Cuvée. And we're doing it by the glass at Bar Pastoral, and we're selling it by the bottle, but we only have 75 cases of it, and we're going through it very quickly. It's a beautiful wine. It pairs perfectly with food. Great thing to enjoy in the restaurant. We've been sending people home with it. It's Brooks is a great Oregon Pinot producer, and it's a perfect holiday wine. But the thing that's neat about it is you get a chance to have a glass of it, see if you like it, and then take it home.
I think one of the things that makes Pastoral special is you have all of the expertise there to kind of steer people, kind of guide them through the process, not only the exploration, the education, you know, choosing what it is that they want, what would be perfect, but also having, you know, that knowledge to be able to kind of, you know, and the flexibility to get what it is that you want. It isn't in a cookie cutter kind of situation. You mentioned excitement, certainly a lot of that during the holiday times. But one thing that makes what you guys are doing, you and Ken, is that you guys are as excited about this as you were 14 years ago. You are excited to share all of this stuff with everybody, and I know that from getting it from all around the country, now you've got that time. We've got a few days left to go ahead and get those orders in.
Absolutely, and the thing that you talked about, kind of the customizing thing, first of all, Ken and I jump around because we want to see our customers and our guests that we've known for all these years, so we're bouncing around to all the different locations, and we're trying to see as many people as we can. You know, everybody who works on the front lines at Pastoral is really passionate and knowledgeable about what we're doing. And we also realize that people want what they want, not what somebody else wants for them. So, you know, if you want to build your own six-pack of wine, we'll help you build a six-pack of wine with a discount and walk you through the case. Same way with the cheeses. Sometimes people want something custom. We're happy to help. Sometimes it takes 5 or 10 minutes longer, but if you're patient, we'll make sure it works out for you. And I think the other thing is, as we get closer to the holidays, and if you just give up, we have amazing gift certificates, which you can buy online. You can even email them to somebody. Gift certificates and the monthly clubs are those, I'm sick of shopping in a store and I need to order something for somebody that they're still going to love. And so that becomes the 11th hour option that everybody should think about.
Yeah, I mean, Jean, she'll love a gift certificate too. She knows what she wants. She can appreciate that. Go in there and shop for all of that stuff herself. So give the information out, the different locations and the places where, you know, online, where people can go ahead and kind of get involved, kind of choose some of the things and make their holidays even cheesier. The 12 days of Cheesemas, I think, is genius.
12 days of Cheesemas. Well, you know, it's sort of ties right in with our little tongue-in-cheek approach to some of this. But, yeah, we've got 4 stores. So we've got the 2 downtown stores. If you work downtown in the Loop, we're right at 53 East Lake Street between Michigan Avenue and Wabash. And that neighborhood's really changed. A lot of people around there. Catch us before you're heading out of town. We're at the French Market, which just celebrated its 8th birthday. And that's right at 131 North Clinton, right at near the corner of Clinton and Randolph. Also near lots and lots of downtown stuff. Catch it on the way out to the burbs on your way out. Up in Andersonville, we have Pastoral the Store, coupled with Appalachian, the wine bar and restaurant, right across the street from the Swedish American Museum, and that's at 5212 North Clark. And then back to our original, which is our, you know, where our heart is, in East Lakeview at 2945 North Broadway. And right next door is Bar Pastoral, our cheese and wine bistro, at 2947. But all the time, you can shop at pastoralartisan.com.
Greg, you know you're doing something right when it takes you like 5 minutes to name off all the locations of the empire. So that is
small. We're still small. We're not a supermarket. Most of our stores are small, but we like to be in little neighborhoods and we like to be in little niches. So I appreciate that you you know that we've grown, but we're still very small at heart.
Well, it's a two-way street. You just as much as you appreciate being there, there is a reason why you have succeeded. There's a reason why the locations expand. We are blessed to have you guys here in Chicago. I would contend, too, that some of the stuff that you're doing and have done for over a decade is part of the reason that Chicago is known now as you know, the great food town that it is, getting greater every single day. So one more time with the website and get people on out there.
Sure. PastoralArtisan.com. That's PastoralArtisan.com.
Yeah, we'll talk to you, I'm sure, as we get closer to the New Year's and then into 2018. Greg O'Neill from Pastoral, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for jumping on WGN today.
Thanks, Dane. Take care.